How to become a real programmer. First of all, life is really precious, so do not work for anybody but yourself. The price you pay for working for somebody else is becoming old all too quickly. Now please understand that becoming old is a privilege denied to many, which demands that you take good care of your body and mind, and especially each and every day. If you ever expect for someone else to do this for you, they will take decade after decade away from you and get you a cheap watch upon your retirement. Nothing in life is simple, ever. There has never been a single shortcut, and there has always been a great price to pay. Life demands of you that you become knowledgeable, wise, and grow all the way up until you stand as a great being. Working for somebody else for a paycheck will not only make you old, but it will make you hate programming. Because you will never know the triumph of high achievement, because you will never strive to surpass yourself. And living life without accepting the responsibility for constant self-education, the responsibility for bettering and surpassing yourself, will make life seem meaningless and boring. Taking shortcuts will make you hate more than just programming. Your life is meant to be a beautiful adventure full of challenges that help you grow and grow to no end. When you are faced with great questions about your own future, close your eyes and imagine talking to your older self. Ask what their regrets are. Ask them if it was better to brainlessly code for a paycheck or to start programming beautiful ideas for real and grow to no end. And if you can't come up with a beautiful idea, that is because you are scared of poverty, homelessness, hunger, and all too stressed out. But you know what's amazing? The world of programming is just exactly what you need to push all those fears away. You just need two things. One, learn enough about programming to know deep down that you can make it. And two, become wise and strong by walking the Appalachian Trail or its equivalent. This is a lifelong adventure. If you ever feel that you are done, you didn't do it right. You took too many shortcuts. Pacific Crest Trail is next. Walk the Continental Divide Trail after that. Somewhere in the middle, hit up the 100-mile wilderness. You need to get back on the trail. Any shortcut you take will derail you in everything else you do. Every step must be honest. If you think you don't need to be out on the trail, you misunderstood something. You have to go back. The truth is that you never return from the trail, and you never shake the midnight stars out of your eyes. the adventure becomes a permanent part of your soul. That may not be happening because 2 weeks is not enough to experience the trail. You have to lean into it for months until you can feel the change take root. You're not out there to just give it a try. You're there to start becoming a great being. You never just get back as if it was a vacation. And you never stop keeping your eyes out for bears, mountain lions, and mean hillbillies. Primarily because they make for great friends. Now, you need to learn to recognize corporate code from great code. Corporate code will have you writing pure functions with pretty function names. This is a backup mechanism. Great logs. And it is a way to easily replace you if you get cranky at your brainless coding job. To write great code, you have to move swiftly. You have to dance. There is never any time. The corporate way of pure functions and logs will have you coding function migration strategies to account for the next version of API until you can't look at the keyword anymore. That is not the way. Linux has the right idea. Efficient tree-based file systems that are flexible enough to hold any data and small commands that do one thing well. In the world of real application programming, you must truly write once and run everywhere. And that means web applications. Which also means the browser has already chosen the language for you. It is not Java, not Perl, or Go apps compiled with WebAssembly. It's modern JavaScript. Because it's crazy. It is crazy to write your UI in one language and your server in another, especially now that you don't have to. There is no time for this kind of thing. And you will always need code as simple and efficient as the old file systems. And that means the combination of browser PouchDB, of PouchDB server, CouchDB, and whatever CouchDB compatible providers you can find. Because it freaking just works. Because it is simple. Because network sync is simple. Because design documents are simple. And because you can get a log for free without needing to write pure functions. Here, no data ever gets deleted by default. It takes a while to see that Next or Redux is not the way. Learn CouchDB and PouchDB first. They will synchronize your database with your application state. And then use Svelte and Bootstrap, which will synchronize your PouchDB-driven application state with a good-looking UI.